And in studio this morning, Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Happy Monday. Here we are. Spring in Bend.
How about that? Who knew it would actually arrive someday?
I mean, yeah, I guess we weren't going to get any snow, so let's just make it be warm out. Okay.
So a story that we broke last week, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate, Brian Fratsky sold the Redmond Industrial Park.
Well, yeah, it was a lot more than Brian Fratsky. It was a dozen people, engineers, government officials, Tom Tapia, bank, you know, just a lot of people. But yeah, it that one, it was only a 2-year process, Frank. I mean, you're just knocking these deals down like nothing.
Wow.
Suffice to say, I don't golf anymore.
What is actually the Redmond Industrial Park?
Yep, great question. So it's a former mill. It was purchased by Maynard Alves, who kind of redeveloped it. And then he passed away, and his wife and his daughter continued on the legacy. 44 acres of land with about 190,000 feet of building that was leased. Firms like Pape, Basex, Clean Harbors. So, yeah, what the buyer purchased was an income stream of $167,000 a month in net operating income with about 30 acres of land that can be developed. And we don't see a lot of that out there right now.
No, we don't. So what caused this to come together? What finally?
Yeah, so if you look back, really it was the ownership made the decision to sell the asset. And there's usually always a very good reason. In that case, they were getting a little older, and it was just time to move on. And they were not career real estate professionals. You know, they took it over for their dad and their husband, did a great job, but it was just, okay, it was time. So this buyer acquired it predominantly for one of three reasons. Number one, it's flat. We don't have a lot of flat land in Bend right now that's for sale. Most of the industrial that is for sale is what we call undulating topography, which is a 9 to 10 foot grade variant in the lava. All right, it's all lava. The other thing is that it has an income stream, a very good income stream. And the third one, and we've talked about this before, it has 6 megawatts of electricity to the property, energized, ready to be delivered. And the current tenants are only using about 1.5 megawatts. So we have a pile of electricity, whereas some of these other properties, which are great, could be a long time to get electrical service there.
So this is basically bought by somebody who wants the income stream and to continue to grow it. What are you seeing regarding investors versus owner users?
Oh, that's a great question. Look, in my world, I'm just one small potato little guy. The investment world in Central Oregon is pretty dead from investors. And I've done a lot of investment deals with clients. The reason it's dead is we're at war. We have a tariff. We have interest rates going up. You know, they're just like, you know, Brian, I'm sitting on a lot of money and I think I'm going to hurry up and do nothing. I'm going to ride this out. I'm going to go to Europe for a month, come back and let me know. So the investment world right now has been very persnickety and they aren't doing a lot of deals in Central Oregon.
Financing rate?
Yeah. So commercial financing, we always talk about the 10-year treasury. I looked yesterday. It's at 4.31. It almost hit 4.5% at the end of March. That means if you invested, you know, 100 grand in a 10-year treasury, you're making 4.5%. A commercial loan, let's say you and I want to go build a building, but we want to build it for a client. We're going to probably pay 10 to 12% interest only until we get our building built, and then it's going to convert to permanent financing. And there's another variable. It's good you ask because a lot of my clients are like, well, Brian, what do you think the interest rate will be in 3 years when we lock into permanent financing? I'm like, buddy, I don't think the interest rate's going to be in 3 months. So, yeah, it's just be smart, go slow.
How's the demand holding up for industrial leasing?
Industrial leasing demand, and I highlight leasing, has been very good in both Bend and Redmond. I actually have good activity in Prineville and Sisters. So what we're seeing is positive absorption. And, you know, I track it like a hawk. I'm that guy. But here's an interesting statistic for the listeners. So December 31st, we had 307,000 feet of industrial for lease in Bend. And I was talking about there was some funkiness going on, like maybe there wasn't positive absorption. As of last night, there's 271,000 feet. So, oh, great. Positive absorption of 13.55%. Well, then in the first 2 weeks of January, 56,000 feet of buildings gets put on the market for lease. It's three buildings. In all cases, either the tenant went into default or the tenant moved out, and the landlord's saying, hey, I need to release this 10, 20, 30,000 foot building. The catch of it is not all buildings are created equal. Some of those buildings were built in 1996. We have ADA issues. We have fire life safety issues. So think if you go out and say, oh, all these signs and all the space release, Brian, how come you're saying there's nothing out there? Well, when you start just to peel the first layer back on the onion, you find like, oh, there's not enough electricity or it's not ADA compliant. Like, oh, there really aren't that many. So I say there's positive absorption, very good absorption. Same thing in Redmond, 116,000 feet in January, now 101,000 feet. Another data point, Frank, in both markets, Bend and Redmond, in Redmond, there's only two suites, 3,000 feet or less for lease in the industrial sector. And in Bend, we have 52 suites for lease. There's 11 that are at 3,000 feet. And there's 11 that are over 10,000 feet. I say that because the space that leases, I guess I would say the most easily or the quickest, are 1,500 to say 2,500 foot suites.
Small.
And they do shorter term leases. You know, it's like it could be a startup company. But it was just amazing to me, like, wow, we're really gobbling it up. Sales, not a lot out there. There was one sale in Bend for an industrial property, had been on the market for 2 years over by Bi-Mart. There was another sale that we completed in Redmond. It had been on the market 5 years. So these things are not just moving. There's not a lot out there. Yeah.
All right. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking to Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. What's going on in the world of office leasing?
Yeah, so you take a look at Bend. Wow. 80 buildings with 126 suites available for lease. That might be a startling statistic. You don't know unless you know the baseline. Well, the baseline is that's 325,000 feet of move-in ready office space. Could be ground floor, could be third floor, could be east side, west side, all over Bend. I wasn't biased on anything. I just looked at office. But I shared a year ago on April 29th, 2025 on your show that we had 393,000 feet of office for lease. And today we have 325,000 feet. So over 1 year, that is a 17.3% positive absorption. I don't normally do it year over year. I usually go quarter by quarter. But the year-over-year number is important to me because it says, wow, we really are over a longer term positively absorbing space and nobody's building new office because it's too risky. So here we are, what, 6 years almost to the day after COVID? 7 years? I don't know. I tried to forget it. We're gobbling this stuff up, so it's nice to see.
All right. Now, in your world, with the kind of people you deal with, people who give you calls every day, and the climate of things as they are now, what sort of questions are you getting?
So I'm also a sales guy, right? I mean, I take phone calls. We've got listings. I need to get out and show properties. I've got two showings today. The comment, the input is this. Majority of my calls are outside area codes. And I used to work back in 96 as a sales rep, and I knew all the area codes of the country. 415, San Francisco, 310, LA, 402, Omaha, Nebraska. You know, I just had them, Wisconsin. And my wife will look at my phone and go, wow, what? It's like there's nobody from Oregon calling you. I'm like, yeah, I know. Now, some of those people just didn't switch their numbers over. But about two-thirds of them are calling me from out of state. And they're saying, hey, Brian, it's Frank Bonacquisti. I've got a little manufacturing firm. I need about 2,000 feet in Bend. I want to sign a one-year lease, and I don't want to sign a personal guarantee. And I'm like, yeah, I can't help you. The landlords want a 3 to 5 year lease. You got to sign a personal guarantee. We do your credit check, criminal check, background check. Look at your last 2 years' tax. I mean, it's like we're a real town now. We're really doing business the big boy way, big girl way. But nevertheless, a whole bunch of them appreciate that information, and we end up working with them. What's surprising to people, even people from Los Angeles, is our system development charges and our fees. When I say, ma'am, I know you're a plastic surgeon or an OBGYN and I want to help you. We need more female healthcare services in town. But if you go into that building on Greenwood, it's $500 or $54,000 in up charges because it was last used by an accountant and you use water and you have lots of patients coming in. But it's just education, education, education. The other thing, Frank, I'm just on the front line. You asked General, so I'm reporting back. I'm dealing with a high number of tenant defaults, tenants that can't make it. So while I've been positive, we all know, you know, the alcohol industry is getting crushed because people are just drinking less alcohol. The solar industry, there's a company, I can say it public, Pure Light Solar. You know, they went bankrupt in all seven locations on the West Coast closed. They have a 4,000-foot suite, and they just, you know, moved out. So we're also spending a lot of time helping our tenants and our landlords through that. But at the end of the day, I can look you straight in the eye and say we're still doing good deals with good people in Central Oregon. But it's taken a lot more time.
All right. Well, wrap it up for us here with what's the final wrap up?
Well, you know, sale of Redmond Industrial Park, I guess I'm biased because, you know, I was involved in it. But when you have a buyer that buys a development for way below what it appraised for, it makes it easier for them to go out and do a build to suit. And we need more industrial space. And it isn't just for these horrible, environmentally damaging firms. I mean, we have some incredible companies that need space that everyone in this town would love. I'm repping Rivian Car, and they're trying to come to Central Oregon. You know, it's an EV vehicle, and they don't have a dealership here, and there's Rivians everywhere. So they need a service center. I've mentioned this many times, and other brokers that have been on have mentioned it. We get a lot of demand from regional, national, and global credit tenants. And some people say, well, I don't like the big companies coming into town. Well, they can afford our housing, right? You know, they can pay somebody enough to go buy a house for $800,000. So there you go. The other thing is, you know, keep supporting the business owners in Oregon. You know, let's not forget that it's the business owners that hire people, that pay them so they can go to dinner, buy a truck, go to private school, pay their health care, you know, and those businesses get taxed on the real estate. They get taxed on the payroll. They get to pay for the benefits. And I just want to make sure that our, you know, political leaders keep remembering that affordable housing is important. Housing is critical. But unless they're all trust funders, they got to work, right? So we want to keep supporting the businesses, all businesses in Central Oregon. And I see a lot of thought leadership going into that area now. So it's a good thing.
All right. Brian Fratsky, Fratsky Commercial Real Estate. How do folks get a hold of you, buddy?
Just give us a call on our main number, 541-306-4948, or make your best attempt at typing in the word Fratsky into Google. And I think we'll come up on the first page.
Great to see you as always.
Thank you so much. Happy spring.
FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND.